Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're back with Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. A curfew imposed last night in Los Angeles following days of protests over immigration raids. What questions need to be answered about what's happening there in L.A.? I want to welcome back to KMOX John Shaw. He's director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at SIU Carbondale. But before that, he actually covered Congress in the diplomatic community as a reporter in Washington, D.C. So I want to draw on some of that experience this morning, John. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Megan.
So what do you think about the reporting that you have seen coming out of Los Angeles so far over the last few days?
You know, I think it's been basically good, although, I mean, the situation has driven home to me an important point, and maybe it's an obvious one, which is, you know, I love to read history. And when you read history, you know, events are very clear. You know, on January 8th, you know, the revolution ended, and January 9th, a new regime stepped in place. You know, here we just see how utterly messy this situation is. And I know last night my wife and I were watching TV and, you know, seeing L.A. and Chicago and New York. And, you know, so who's protesting here and who's protesting there? So, I mean, I think it's an incredibly complicated, messy situation. And I think the reporters, you know, are trying to cover it fairly. Frankly, they gravitate towards the most visual, stark, dramatic images. I mean, just watching coverage of L.A., I mean, you would think that the city is under siege. And I'm not minimizing what's happening, but it's located in a pretty small part of downtown L.A., about a square mile. So I mean, I think the reporters are acting in good faith and they're covering it. It's a complicated situation. They don't quite know who everyone is, don't quite know what everyone's motives are. And then you have just sort of the stunningly unique aspect of the president. Frankly, in situations like this, the president's role is primarily one to calm and to bring stability and sort of peace. And frankly, President Trump is eagerly embracing the opposite role. I mean, he seems utterly content with the chaos, utterly content with his opportunity to kind of have a heavy hand and kind of position himself as a person on law and order. So to me, that, you know, that's transparently his motive. And as a reporter, you know, it's hard to be quite that stark in your presentation of events.
I think a lot of the rhetoric has been interesting. We've heard terms, like you mentioned, out of President Trump. He's calling protesters insurrectionist. He's calling this a full-blown assault. He's called it anarchy. He's saying we're going to liberate Los Angeles. But then on the other side, there have been some interesting commentaries on Gavin Newsom, the California governor, who has used terms like brazen abuse of power when it comes to, you know, the White House. This will not end here. Other states are next. Kind of things that spark fear, I think, for people.
Yeah, and I think in Newsom's case, I mean, obviously, you know, he's at the epicenter of the crisis and he, you know, he's on the ground and sees what's going on. He also, as everyone knows, has national aspirations and probably does not mind seeing this as an opportunity to cast himself as Trump's opponent. I mean, I think if you study the comments of the two people, the Newsom argument is closer to just the facts on the ground than is Trump. But still, I mean, I cannot deny that Newsom probably has a political motive for taking such a prominent role in this situation.
So obviously the United States has overcome a lot of discord over our history. In your years, though, covering Washington, D.C., how do you put this kind of in perspective and context based on what we've seen in the past?
Well, as you say, I mean, we've had some hard times. You know, and I, you know, grew up at the sort of the tail end of the 60s and, you know, remember some of the images of just how turbulent the country was and images of riots and so forth. So, I mean, this is a really, really troubling moment in American history. And I have to say, I mean, I think the single most troubling element is that we have an administration that is actively trying to ratchet up the tension, ratchet up the fear, ratchet up the anger rather than to try to tamp it down. And so this is, frankly, this is a new place in American history. We have never seen this before, I think.
I think a lot of people feel kind of helpless right now. So, you know, I'm curious from your perspective and also, you know, how you look at diplomacy, you know, what questions should the American people be asking of their representatives right now? And how do they engage in this as citizens?
Well, I think two things. I mean, in terms of engagement, I mean, I think people who feel strongly, you know, certainly should, you know, use their constitutional right to speak out and to demonstrate and so forth. And, you know, I know there'll be lots of demonstrations, you know, for the next week or so for sure. So, you know, for people who feel strongly, I think demonstration, you know, public demonstration is totally appropriate. But I think also, you know, for those who have strong views, they need to follow it up with specific tangible action. And that, you know, oftentimes mean, you know, calling the representative. I mean, it's been well documented that lawmakers pay far more attention to calls and personal messages they get from people in their district than they do from others. So people should really, you know, go to their personal representative and let their views be known very, you know, forcefully, but also civilly, and not, you know, try to outshout the other side.
That is John Shaw, director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. John, good to talk to you as always.
Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.